Good morning once again. It is time for the Breakfast Club here on Classic Rock Quick 100.1 FM and, of course, around the world at northwestmoinfo.com. And it is October, and as you might notice from all the pink around, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and thought this would be a great opportunity to bring all kinds of information your way. And joining us now, Dr. Amy Patel. She is a guru of breast imaging and all things that you need to know here in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Patel, thank you so much for taking time out of your ever-busy schedule and talking all things breast cancer with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It is our pleasure. And, of course, we've been visiting off-air for quite a while. You are a busy young lady bouncing around all around our area dealing with the breast imaging and kind of upgrading equipment and all this stuff. I guess, what is the latest and greatest in breast cancer, especially detection? It sounds like mammographies are taking leaps and bounds here. What's the newest and greatest stuff out there?
So I think the most important latest and greatest imaging tool for breast is the 3D mammography system. And we're really, really fortunate in Northwest Missouri because we do have multiple facilities who have 3D mammography or are getting 3D mammography. So currently in this area, Liberty Hospital has 3D mammography. Cameron Regional has 3D mammography. Harrison County in Bethany has 3D mammography, but there are other sites who are looking to get 3D mammography soon, like Lafayette Regional, Ray County, so that we can really provide the standard of care for breast imaging. A recent study just came out just a few days ago that noted that the standard of breast imaging care in this country within the next 5 years is 3D mammography. So I think that we are ahead of the curve in that regard in Northwest Missouri. The reason why 3D mammography has been so transformative in what I do is because it is increasing the cancer detection rate, and we are catching cancers earlier, which is leading to better prognostic outcomes for women. So if we catch them early, the likelihood of you living a long life is much higher than if we catch it late. This is very, very important, particularly in rural areas where we do see healthcare disparities, particularly with breast. Access to care is a huge issue in rural areas across this country. A lot of the reason why I came back to the area to practice is because I wanted to improve those healthcare disparities. And so 3D mammography, having that for our patients, it's really huge. And I really think we will save more lives in the area because of it.
Now, with that new technology, I know, living with mom way back when, what are the complaints? It hurt to even go get this. Is this new technology, is it less painful, less invasive?
Yes. So what's really fantastic about 3D mammography is there is less compression involved. And, as we as breast imagers know, one of the things that might prevent a woman from getting a mammogram is because it hurts too much. Well, 3D mammography provides, or there's less compression involved, and depending on what system you have 3D mammography, it can be a matter of just seconds, anywhere from 3 seconds to 10 seconds, not very long. And the way it works with 3D mammography is your breast is in compression, and there's an X-ray tube that is above the patient, and it's taking images at 15 degree angles, and it takes those images and gets reconstructed on a computer system so that I, as the radiologist, can scroll through the breast tissue on my workstation, looking at the breast tissue in 1 millimeter slices, very similar to a CAT scan. So therefore, if there is a cancer hiding, particularly in a breast that has very dense tissue, I'm more likely to see it than the old, 2D conventional mammography where it might be hiding and I never catch it. So really important, really, really incredible technology. And particularly at Cameron, they have a new, in addition to having 3D mammography, they have the new smart curve technology system where the paddle essentially that compresses the breast conforms to the breast. And we're getting really great feedback that patients are really liking it, that it's providing less discomfort compared to prior mammograms with the old 2D system. So there really isn't any excuse why women shouldn't go and get their mammograms now.
No, absolutely. sounds like that is a giant leap forward in technology. And we were kind of chatting off the air. It sounds like this 3D, you're able to pick things that maybe you would have never even thought about seeing on a 2D, that you're able to pinpoint these even when they're tiny cancers.
Yes. So what's really fantastic is I'm able to pick up cancers that are in millimetric, so literally 4 or 5 millimeters, so less than a centimeter, so really, really, really tiny cancers. And that's great for women because that means that the likelihood that it's spread anywhere to the lymph nodes in the armpit or to other parts of the body is very low. So if we can contain that cancer, catch it really, really early, you won't die with breast cancer because we will have cured it very early.
That's awesome. Hopefully hopefully lots of women in our area take advantage of this. Now, we've kind of talked about the 3D mammographies. 40 years old and beyond, this becomes uber important for women every year, or how often? What's the suggestions now?
So the main medical organized societies in this country, including the American College of Radiology, the Society of Breast Imaging, we all advocate for annual screening mammography beginning at age 40 in average risk women. So since the advent of widespread screening mammography programs, which started in this country in about the 1980s, breast cancer deaths on the whole have been reduced by 38%. So that's very important, shows how important it is to get screening on the regular. And we know that women age 40 to 50 in that age range, 1 in 6 cancers will be diagnosed in that age range, breast cancer. So it's very important that women start getting screened at age 40 if they are average risk. What does average risk mean? So average risk means that you have a less than 20% lifetime risk of breast cancer. And lead into that, there are also new breast cancer risk assessment recommendations that have just now come out a few months ago in young women. So we are now advocating that all women, regardless of color, by age 30, are risk assessed for breast cancer by whether it be their primary care provider, whether they come in and talk to a breast radiologist who can do the risk assessment for them. Why is that? Why are we doing this? Well, we think that particularly in this country, we are underestimating breast cancer risk. And we know that women who are young who get diagnosed with breast cancer, they tend to have more biologically aggressive cancers. So it's really important that we risk assess women who are young. Another misconception in the general public is that women think, well, I don't have a history, family history of breast cancer, I don't need to get a mammogram. Well, actually, that is false. So 75% of breast cancers are not inherited. They are sporadic. Only 15% are inherited. So it's really important that you, A, get risk assessed when you're young, and B, that, you know, you do continue to get screening if you aren't high risk, that you do have annual screening at 40. And back with the breast cancer risk assessment in young women, there are essentially these tools that we plug in different criteria. So like your race, your age, your breast density, your body mass index, because we do know that obesity is a risk factor for breast cancer. And then it spits out a percentage. So if you're 20% or greater lifetime risk for breast cancer, you should be getting annual mammography and breast MRI alternating every 6 months. So you get a mammogram, and then 6 months later you get an MRI, 6 months later a mammogram, so that you have some sort of surveillance every 6 months. So these are very important in terms of catching cancers early, and just, you know, patients in general, women being empowered for their breast health. And that's sort of what the new recommendations are and what we're advocating for.
Oh, awesome. That's obviously very, very important as we get a little older. It sounds like, I'm going to bounce to the insurance thing here in just a second, but it sounds like a lot of the hurdles for detecting cancer. The technology's gotten there. The recommendations are now getting there, and we're kind of even going further back in life and looking at things younger in life. Are there ways to reduce that risk, that percentage of risk? I mean, some of it's inherited, obviously, but it sounds like that's a small percentage. What can we do to lower our risk of breast cancer?
Yeah, so there are things that we can do. One thing I already sort of discussed was, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Eating healthy, exercising regularly can reduce your risk of breast cancer. Like I said, obesity is a risk factor for breast cancer. So if we, exercise 30 minutes a day, if we eat sensibly, healthy, those are things that can lower your risk. Moderate alcohol intake can also lower your risk of breast cancer. So that's very important as well. Not smoking is another thing that's very important as well. So these are sort of some things that we can do in terms of taking charge of our breast health and, lowering our risk for developing breast cancer.
Again, we're chatting here with Dr. Amy Patel talking about all things breast cancer and detection of breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October. Now, I said I wanted to get back to insurance because that's maybe the biggest hurdle for people is being able to pay for it. But it sounds like a new law here in the state of Missouri that you had a hand in is going to take that hurdle out, as insurance is going to say, hey, you have to cover this.
Yes. So such an incredible thing happened, and I'm very, grateful to the Missouri legislature. So the prior existing bill for mammography in this state, which hasn't been edited since 1992, only required private insurers to cover screening mammography every other year beginning at age 50. And so I was incredibly fortunate to be involved in getting this legislation passed, which now will require all private insurers in the state of Missouri to cover annual screening mammography, so a mammogram every year, beginning at age 40, for both 2D and 3D mammography. So this is just a huge game changer for the state of Missouri, for our women, to ensure that their mammograms will be covered. Medicare and Medicaid have already covered screening 3D mammography, but it's that, that demographic, particularly the 40 to 50 to 60 age range, where now if you have insurance, it will be covered. It's a state mandate. So really excited about that. And I'm hoping that also encourages more women to get 3D mammography so we can find those cancers earlier.
Doc, I know as a man, we're horrible about going to the doctor. It doesn't matter. Unless something's cut off or bleeding profusely, most of us are just going to sit on the couch. Yeah, it'll get better. Are women getting better and better? I know they were always better than men at going to the doctor. Are they getting better and better at getting the mammographies every year to taking those preventative actions?
So, yes. I mean, historically, women are better at preventive health measures than men. And we, time and time again, studies show that women tend to be the stewards of medical decision-making in households. And so, if a woman's coming in for her screening, and if she's married, her husband is more likely to come in for screening for things like colon cancer and things like that. So at this time for men and breast cancer, there are no stringent recommendations for screening for breast cancer because breast cancer is very rare in men. However, if a man has a pretty strong family history of breast cancer, like their mom had it or their grandma or multiple aunts, their sisters, they may, need to be screened for breast cancer. And that sounds so silly that, men said, I don't want to get a mammogram. That's a woman's thing. Men get breast cancer too. So it's really important that, if the man has a risk or a family history of breast cancer, or even if they're feeling like a lump in their breast, that they get evaluated early because, I've seen multiple cases of male breast cancer, and it's serious stuff, and it, manifests similarly to female breast cancer, and it can spread just like a female, so.
You mentioned they're feeling the lump. I know that's, when I was a kid, that was the thing you heard all the time, is those self-examinations. Mm-hmm. Is that still something that we preach to folks?
Yes, so, what I tell women, particularly for clinical breast exams is you want to perform that clinical breast exam about 7 to 10 days, at day 7 to 10 of your menstrual cycle. You want to feel for anything that's firm, fixed, hard, not moving. And that goes for men, too, if they're feeling a lump. Those are signs that it's more, you know, more likely to be something that needs to be worked up sooner. And you want to also feel up in the armpit, because sometimes, you know, we'll find the breast cancer initially in the armpit because there's been a lymph node that's affected. And then we backtrack and say, oh, there's something in the breast too. Or they, you know, the patient goes for additional testing, gets an MRI. We find a cancer on MRI that we didn't see on the mammogram, that sort of thing. So it's important, you know, to do the clinical examination.
Again, chatting here with Dr. Amy Patel, talking all things breast cancer here as we get going in October, which, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think maybe the thing that we've said more and more over and over is early detection. Get in early. Do these checks. Get these annual mammograms. As we talked about kind of backtracking here in the rural areas, it seems like we don't necessarily do that as much. And I think it sounds like you and your group of doctors are really pushing for our rural folks here in Northwest Missouri. Hey, let's buck that trend. Let's get in.
Mm-hmm. For me, you know, like we sort of chatted before we started this interview, for me, it's truly a labor of love. I grew up in Chillicothe, Missouri, and I noticed, you know, the healthcare disparities that existed. And, you know, our family, we had to drive to Kansas City for certain things. And, you know, it was really wearing on me. And so to see that, you know, this area really needed a little bit of an educational boost, needed more expertise when it came to breast imaging, you know, I think, you know, I just feel so blessed that I can come back and do this. And, you know, things that rural populations suffer from, obviously, is financial issues, you know, the lack of insurance, things like that. They can't figure out ways to pay for it. Transportation issues. They can't get to a facility for their mammogram, things like that. But, you know, we're working on it in the area, particularly through applying for grants and different avenues like that to get women in the door. So if you, you know, were to call, you know, Harrison County or Ray or Lafayette or Cameron or Liberty or even Excelsior, and you were having difficulties with finances or with, you know, transportation, we can figure this out for you. There's so many resources in the area to help you through Komen Kansas City, American Cancer Society, Show Me Healthy Women. You just call us and we will definitely take care of you.
Dr. Patel, how do ladies maybe that maybe haven't been doing their annual mammograms, or maybe they're getting to that magic age of 40, or even need to start just talking risk assessments and things like that, what's the best plan of action for someone here in the area?
So I think the best plan is, you know, if you don't have a family history that you know of breast cancer, that by age 30, you have that discussion with your primary doctor, your primary care doctor, that, you know, I want to be, you know, risk assessed for breast cancer. And that doctor, and you can go to either like a primary care doc, like a family doc, family practice doc, internal med. You can even go to an OB doc. You can go to a breast surgeon. You know, any of these docs know about these breast cancer risk assessment tools. And if they don't know, they usually will contact me now, and, you know, I'll get them set up for their patients. But so that would be, you know, the best thing. And then if they're not deemed high risk, then they can start annual screening mammography at 40. Now, if it's a female who knows that she has kind of a stronger family history of breast cancer and she wants to know sooner, you know, as early as, you know, early 20s, she can go to her primary doctor. We can risk, and they can risk assess her for breast cancer. Because also with the patients who have a family history, we also need to be doing genetic testing for genetic mutations like BRCA1 and 2 mutations and things like that, which is totally different from assessing your percent of breast cancer risk. So would probably be sort of the avenues I would take to ensure that you are receiving the proper timely surveillance.
Sounds like talk to your doc right out of the gates as early as you can. Dr. Patel, did we miss over anything? Is there anything that I skipped over or that you just want to get out there as general information?
Yeah, I mean, I think that as we sort of already chatted about, we know that screening mammography saves lives, and we know that beginning at annually at 40 in average risk women is incredibly important. There's a lot of different, you know, confusing recommendations out there on the news. Some people are saying start at 50. Some people are saying start at 35, you know, and it's confusing. And then women call us and say, well, I don't know when to start. But, you know, following kind of what I talked about, getting risk assessed, otherwise starting at 40 really is, you know, adequate. Now, if you want to start at 38, 39, some women do, and that's okay, starting, you know, for annual screening mammography. But be mindful that particularly in women who are age 35 to 40 years of age, or 35 to 39 rather, who don't have a, who aren't considered quote unquote high risk, i.e. 20% or greater lifetime risk of breast cancer, their insurance may not pay for it, and then they would have to pay out of pocket. So important things to be aware of, but you know, when, where there's a will, there's a way. Like I said, there's lots of resources available in Missouri. You know, just important to stay on top of your breast health and get your mammogram.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a lot of information, and hopefully some good stuff out there for folks who had any questions. And again, get a hold of your general doctor, your general practitioner, and get that ball rolling as far as the risk assessments and recommendations of everything else. Dr. Patel, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're hopping around all around the area and busy with a lot of different things, so we really appreciate you taking just a few minutes out to come in and visit with us and let our listeners kind of know what's going on and some of the information they probably need. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Amy Patel, she is a breast imaging specialist, a medical director of the Women's Imaging Center down at Liberty Hospital, and then, as we said, bounces around to all the area hospitals, helping get 3D imaging in and helping rewrite insurance laws. And she's a busy lady, so we really appreciate her time coming in and giving us all that great information. That's going to do it for us here on The Breakfast Club. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick time out. Got more of the Will Height and Wall Morning Show. Got more of your classic rock favorites and a check of news coming up in just a few right here on Regional Radio.